Now, everybody, this is Jess, who's here from the ABC. So please welcome her and say hello, Jess.
Hello, Jess.
Hello, Jess.
And so Jess will be asking you all about Bush Kinder.
In the shadow of Mount Arapiles, a world-famous rock climbing spot in Western Victoria, a school bus has pulled into a car park surrounded by bush. 12 excited preschoolers emerge with their teacher, Miss Jane. They're here for Bush Kinder. Hello, I'm Jess Davis. The children have come from the nearby town of Natamuck for their fortnightly outdoor class. It's a chance for them to explore in the natural environment, get their hands dirty as they scramble over the rocks, and if they're really lucky, catch sight of an elusive echidna.
Hi, I'm Jane Wilkinson and I'm the teacher at Natamuck Preschool.
Tell me about Bush Kinder.
Okay. Well, Bush Kinder has been going for 3 years now. It's every second week that we come out here, so it's a major part of the program that's held back at the home site. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for the children to come out and check out their environment. It's so close to, for most of them where they live, although we do have children come from Horsham to access the Bush Kinder. Our first year we just had 6 students and now we have double that. And we get out in our environment, we learn all about the wonderful spot that we have here at Arapiles. We learn about the trees, we learn about the flora and fauna, and especially the poo. The children love learning about the poo.
It's not just poo the kids love.
When we go for walks.
What do you like about the walking?
When we see animals. We've seen a lizard before, that's what I liked.
So this is an echidna, where he's put his snout in. He's put his snout in to see whether there's any ants in there. There's lots of holes around here. We've been coming out here so many times, haven't we, Benson? And have we seen the echidna that makes these holes? I think we make far too much noise. We do a lot of environmental stuff. We've helped plant the trees that are all along here with the Friends of Arapiles. And we learn about, you know, when we can have fires, when we can't have fires, where we can have them. This time of the year has been fantastic too because, you know, you get to see lots of tracks. It's wet. And last year, the difference in the park compared to the year before was just amazing. The bush has come back to life. So they learn lots about the life cycle of the bush and how rain really impacts on them and what happens to moss. You know, during the summer, it's all crunchy and then you put a little bit of water from their water bottles and it just springs back to life. And when the acacias flower.
Hey, Miss Jane, I know what it is. It's a bottle.
Fabulous. And what's happening to it now?
Ooh. It's about to come into flower.
As well as new life, the children are introduced to the concept of death.
Should we take Jess over to see whether that skeleton of the wallaby's there? Because we reckoned was being eaten by foxes and cats. Should we go and show her that? Let's go and have a look.
I want to see
if the wallaby carcass is still there. Oh, there's a bit there.
Can you find the
rest of it?
Here.
Goodness, it's almost decomposed completely now, hasn't
it? There's some meat there.
Did it die? It did, Solomon. It died about 3 years ago, and we've been watching it decompose over that time. It had lots of fur on it in the beginning. And then various animals, we think they were foxes and stray cats, feral cats, came in and were just eating it and dragging it about. And there's not much left of it now at all. Many of our children come from farms, and so they do a lot of pest control themselves on farms. And so it's quite different to learning about how we control the pests in this environment. So we were talking about baiting here as opposed to them shooting them. Because they're very aware that the sign as we come in is no dogs, no cats and no firearms. So it's a really good opportunity to talk about the difference between their pest control on their farms and pest control within the park.
The learning goes two ways.
We harvest wheat we harvest 33 paddocks.
A lot of the kids probably know more about farming than you or me as well. Are you learning off them as well?
We have a shearing shed at the moment at the kinder, and I know absolutely nothing about shearing.
Climbing and scrambling on the rocks is another integral part of the bush kinder. What was your name?
Oscar.
What do you like about bush kindergarten, Oscar?
Climbing rocks.
Are you good at it?
Yep.
Yep. Are you going to become a rock climber?
Yes.
After all the play and learning is done, the kids are ready for morning tea. And with so many farmers in their midst, they get treated to some fresh, homegrown produce.
So, I get the what have we got here, Larry?
Champagne watermelon.
Absolutely fantastic. And, Larry, did you grow it?
I need it pop grape.
And I wonder what colour it's going to be.
Green? Yellow.